وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها فاستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي قريب مجيب.
And to Thamud, we sent their brother Saleh, peace be upon him. He said, My people, serve Allah. You have no God but He. He brought you into being out of the earth and has made you dwell in it. So ask Him to forgive you and do turn towards Him in repentance. Indeed, my Lord is near responsive to prayers. My Lord is near responsive to prayers. This verse is aimed at removing a major misconception which had been prevalent among the polytheists. This misconception is in fact one of the major reasons which prompted people to associate others with God in His divinity. Such people fell prey to the false belief that God is well above the reach of ordinary human beings. This belief further spread because many clever people found it quite profitable to propagate such a notion. No wonder many people felt that God could only be approached through powerful intermediaries and intercessors. The only way that a person's prayer could reach God and be answered by Him was to approach Him through one of the holy men. It was therefore considered necessary to grease the palm of the religious functionaries who supposedly enjoyed the privilege of conveying a man's offerings and prayers to the One on High. This misconception gave birth to a pantheon of small and large deities and to intercessors who were supposed to act as intermediaries between man and God. The Prophet Saleh, peace be upon him, strikes at the root of this ignorant system and totally demolishes its intellectual infrastructure. This he does by emphasizing two facts, that God is extremely close to all His creatures and that He answers their prayers. Thus he refutes many misconceptions about God, that He is far away, altogether withdrawn from human beings, and that He does not answer their prayers if they were to directly approach Him. On the contrary, everyone can find Him just beside himself. Everyone can whisper to Him. Everyone can address his prayers to God. God answers the prayers of all His creatures directly. The fact is that God's court with all its majesty is just around everyone's corner, so close to one's threshold and always open to all. How silly it is, therefore, for people to search for intercessors and intermediaries.
قالوا يا صالح قد كنت فينا مرجوا قبل هذا أتنهانا أن نعبد ما يعبد آباؤنا وإننا لفي شك مما تدعونا إليه مريب.
They said, O Saleh, until now you were one of those among us in whom we place great hopes. Now would you forbid us to worship what our forefathers were wont to worship? Indeed, we are in disquieting doubt about what you are calling us to.
قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي وآتاني منه رحمة فمن ينصرني من الله إن عصيته فما تزيدونني غير تخسير.
Saleh, peace be upon him, said, My people, what do you think? If I had a clear evidence from my Lord, and then He also bestowed His mercy upon me, who will rescue me from the punishment of Allah if I still disobey Him? You can only make me lose even more.
وَيَا قَوْمِ هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةً فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ قَرِيبٌ.
My people, this she camel of Allah is a sign for you. So let her pasture on Allah's earth, and do not hurt her, or else some chastisement which is near at hand shall overtake you.
فعقروها فقال تمتعوا في داركم ثلاثة أيام ذلك وعد غير مكذوب.
But they slaughtered her. Thereupon Saleh, peace be upon him, warned them, enjoy yourselves in your homes for a maximum of 3 days. This is a promise which shall not be belied.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا صَالِحًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَمِنْ خِزْيِ يَوْمِئِذٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزُ.
Then, when our command came to pass, we saved Saleh and those who shared his faith by our mercy from the disgrace of that day. Truly, your Lord is all strong, almighty.
وَأَخَذَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ.
And the blast overtook those who were wont to do wrong, and then they lay lifeless in their homes.
كَأَن لَّمْ يَغْنَوْا فِيهَا أَلَا إِنَّ ثَمُودَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِّثَمُودَ.
As though they had never lived there before. Oh, verily, the Thamud denied their Lord. Oh, the Thamud were destroyed.